We have a new book at the library called 3,650 Jokes, Puns, and Riddles. This is wonderful because if you read this book, you'll have 10 jokes a day for a year to tell all your friends and coworkers. For example, what do you call a boomerang that doesn't come back? It's a stick. And one of the things that I thought was very funny was, why did Adam get the first fig leaf? Because he wore the plants in the family. Anyway, it's kind of corny, but it also has given me lots of laughter. That is very good for you because it's like jogging on the inside. The name of this again is 3,650 Jokes, Puns, and Riddles. Another book that's a lot of fun to read, I found, is called The 2,548 Best Things Anybody Ever Said. This is selected and compiled by Robert Byrne. One of the things that I found very amusing was said by Gandhi. He was asked what he thought of Western civilization, and he said, "I think it would be a good idea." Another saying that I found really cute was, "My doctor gave me 2 weeks to live. I hope they're in August." Another one I found quite amusing was in a fortune cookie that was opened, and it said, "Your request for no MSG was ignored." Again, the name of this is The 2,548 Best Things Anybody Ever Said, and it's selected and compiled by Robert Byrne. I discovered a book in our library that I absolutely love. It's called Book Lust by Nancy Pearl, and it's recommended reading for every mood, moment, and reason. The author is a librarian who has retired. She worked in 3 different public libraries. I have to say, I picked this book up and I had a piece of paper and a pencil and I thought, I'll just jot down a couple of things that this lady says. I found that the whole book is full of things that I want to read. This lady is the most amazing reader that I've ever come across. I've never had so many new ideas about what to read. Her job has always been to recommend books for library patrons. She tours the country and lectures to librarians on how they can help their patrons find different things to read. The book is broken up into subjects. She talks about books that will make you cry, books that will make you laugh, books that she has read that she thought were good, but she absolutely will never reread because they were too painful, where there are other books that are so moving to her that she feels like she wants to reread them. I really like how this woman talks about books. It's called Book Lust by Nancy Pearl. The library just got an award-winning book called The Cancer-Fighting Kitchen, Nourishing Big Flavor Recipes for Cancer Treatment and Recovery. This book is just absolutely full of very appetizing, beautiful recipes. When you think about a book that's about cancer fighting, you don't think of something that's so appealing. I really liked the recipe that they have for cucumber, jicama, and mango salad. Some of their recipes are very unique, very fresh looking in the photos. Another one that sounded really good was orange ginger roasted chicken. Again, the name of this book is The Cancer Fighting Kitchen, Nourishing Big Flavor Recipes for Cancer Treatment and Recovery by Rebecca Katz. One book that the library just got is a beautiful book called Weddings by Tara Girard. The author is a wedding and event planner in Charleston, South Carolina. It is a beautiful book to look at, but I don't know how applicable it would be to Haynes unless you just want to dream about weddings. The photography is beautiful. And again, the name of this is Weddings by Tara Girard. We got a book donated and added to our collection called Horse Housing, How to Plan, Build, and Remodel Barns and Sheds. There are lots of detailed plans and ideas in this book. And again, the name of that is Horse Housing, How to Plan, Build, and Remodel Barns and Sheds, and it's by Richard Clymish. Recently, we've added a lot of children's nonfiction to the collection, and we have several beautiful books. One is called Mission Control. This is Apollo. It's the story of the first voyages to the moon, and it's by Andrew Chaikin. And this is a quite detailed book about the different Apollo missions. And we also received a book about the Panama Canal. We've received some nice new art books for children. What Makes a Degas a Degas? What Makes a Monet a Monet? These are full of beautiful photographs of paintings, explanations about the art. Again, the name of these are Mission Control, This is Apollo. There's a book on the Panama Canal, What Makes a Degas a Degas, and What Makes a Monet a Monet. We have a new huge book on every kind of knot tying that you can imagine. It's called The Ashley Book of Knots, and it's every practical knot, what it looks like, who uses it, where it comes from, and how to tie it. And this is by Clifford Ashley. It was actually first published in 1944, and according to the reviews, it is the Bible for knot tying. Again, the name of this is The Ashley Book of Knots by Clifford Ashley.